You know that moment when you hear a song, you don't know what it is. You'd love to be able to identify it, buy it, but you can't. There are two ways around that. A bit of technology we'll talk about in a moment, or there's your own knowledge, which in my case is pretty dire. Quiz time.
Right.
Oh, my colleague Duncan Bartlett is here. You just heard his voice. You'll know his voice very well if you've been listening to World Business Report over the years. One thing you may not know about him is that he used to be a journalist many moons ago, not just for any magazine, but for the top music magazine, NME. Duncan, you had a nom de plume, a stage name, didn't you? You were JB, DB?
DJ Bartley. I still read that magazine, by the way, every single week, and I enjoy it. It means I know a lot about pop music. I'm going to test you on three pop records.
Hit me, DJ.
From across the decades. Here's the first one. I want you to tell me the name and the artist.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about
spent
that bass.
Number one on the top of the US charts for 8 weeks last year.
Jessie J.
No, I'm sorry about that. That's an American singer, Meghan Trainor. Huge global hit. Okay, right, on to the next one. A classic. I can see you recognise it. Male singer, American soul singer.
Male singer?
Yeah, an American male soul singer.
He's little, isn't he?
He was small when he recorded this.
Michael Jackson.
It is.
Come
Michael
on.
Jackson. And Ben. Okay,
Ben,
last
yep.
one.
Okay, one out of one. Come on.
Number nine.
It's not a moon launch.
No, it is actually a song by the world's most successful band. The album from which it's lifted sold 9.5 million copies in the US. It was released in 1968.
The Beatles.
It is. The Beatles and Revolution number nine. One of their maddest records.
Duncan, that's extraordinary. I did lose, but I got one right.
Congratulations, you got one out of three. Pretty good going.
Thank you very much, DJ. Good man. Thank goodness for that. Then a few years ago, a group of guys invented a piece of technology that helps you recognise songs by holding your phone up to them when they're playing in a bar or a cafe. It's called Shazam. It's grown a long way since its humble beginnings. Based in London, it's now worth $1 billion. Its chief executive, Andrew Fisher, explains how it works.
Very simply, Shazam enables you to point your phone at a piece of audio or a piece of music and will tell you the name of the song.
How does it do that?
How does it do it?
What's the magic source?
Let's think about you and I. One of us is singing, one of us is playing an instrument. And as we do that, there are two sound waves going up and down based on the pitch or the frequency. And so what we do is we take a snapshot. When somebody presses a button on their phone, we listen for a few seconds and we say, where is the vocal? Is it a high-pitched vocal and the sound wave would be at a peak? And where is that musical instrument? Maybe it's at a different part of the sound wave. And so you have two dots at a point in time, and there's the space or the distance between those. We call it a pattern. And all we're doing, very simply...
It's like a barcode. It's like a sort of something with
like
a unique identifier.
It has a unique identification because even if the two of us went into a different recording studio, the tonal variance is so subtle that we could come back and say, well, this performance of this particular song is, for example, by this orchestra, the Berliner Philharmonic of the Four Seasons, versus the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra performing the Four Seasons. And that's really important to people because they want to buy that particular performance.
OK, you're now a large company. You've raised money to value you at $1 billion. Where do you make your money?
We make our money out of selling music. We account for 10% of all the digital music that's sold worldwide.
So I love the song so much. I'm in a bar. Shazam app tells me, it's, I don't know, Jumpin' Jack Flash. And I press
the buy button.
I press the buy button.
And every day we sell 500,000 songs.
And you get commission from iTunes or Google Play or whatever.
We get commission from iTunes and some of these new streaming services like Spotify and Audio and others. They also pay us to be part of our service. So that's on one aspect of the service is the music. The other part is... Our strategy is all about making people's lives easier. So
not just cheating at pub quizzes.
Not just cheating at pub quizzes. Because so many of us now carry the phone with us, there's an ability then to help people live their daily lives.
What if I like the suit that you're wearing today? Is there a point where I can photograph your suit and
that's
you tell
where
me what
we're
it
moving
is?
To. That's where we're moving to. So we announced in the last few weeks that we're going to launch image recognition. So I can take a photograph using the camera on my phone and I'll be able to say... that's the suit. I like that suit. Where can I buy it from?
What about people? And there are privacy concerns, aren't there? I don't want necessarily someone photographing me and it tells them who I am.
Yeah, we are a long way off being able to recognise people. It's actually very challenging to do. People's skin tones are so close together that we like as much differentiation as we can get. So, for example, a dance music track, we just got drums banging away, that synthesized drums. They can be very common across different pieces of music. That doesn't give us a very easy way to distinguish one piece of music versus another. We like a solo performance on a violin. It's very distinct. It's very unique. It's very easy for us to say we know exactly what this is.
So there are limits to your business.
There aren't limits to the business in that sense, because technology is moving forward so quickly. Where we are today is people are pushing the Shazam button to have an experience. Where we're moving to is not having to push the button.
So you're going to bombard me?
No.
Spam me?
And it's a really important point. If you're creating a business, you can get very carried away thinking, I can do all these wonderful things. At the end of the day, it's whether people trust you. And they trust us to tell them the name of a song. They do not trust us whilst they're out shopping in a supermarket.
Shazam's boss, Chief Executive Andrew Fisher, talking to me about how the whole service works. Sometimes the human brain is trumped by technology. Definitely the case for myself, I must say. Don't forget, you can always get a podcast of this programme on iTunes or the BBC Business page on Facebook. That's all. Thank you very much for listening. That's all for this edition of World Business Report.